Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews from Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia. You're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews, an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews. We have over 16 years now. We've been asking the Franchipreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show. We're meeting with Coleman Peavy, director of franchise development at Resi Brands. And Resi Brands is the parent company to a variety of franchise opportunities that include That One Painter, Garage Up, and Pink's Window Services. Resi Brands offers entrepreneurs unmatched value in franchising and is known for their culture, values, and world-class support systems. And we're going to talk to Coleman about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you're listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews from Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia. You're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews. We have for over 16 years now, we've been asking the Franchipreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Coleman Peavy, director of franchise development at Resi Brands. And Resi Brands is the parent company to a variety of franchise opportunities that include That One Painter, Garage Up, and Pink's Window Services. Resi Brands offers entrepreneurs unmatched value in franchising and is known for their culture, values, and world-class support systems. You know, before we even get started, Coleman, you know, I always like to ask you, when I have someone on the show like yourself, you know, I'm always curious, like, how did you get involved in franchising?
Yeah, so my story is kind of funny. I'm actually a firefighter full-time. And every good firefighter has at least two or three other jobs.
Right.
We don't get into firefighting for the money. We get into it because we love it.
Right. Exactly.
So with that being said, I know Stephen Montgomery, who's the founder of Resi Brands. He was my old pastor for a little bit. I've known him for a long time. So he kind of pulled me into this world.
That's great. And, you know, it's such a great story. You know, I mean, when we're talking about, you know, Steve Montgomery, because as you mentioned, Coleman, he is the founder of the organization. Maybe you could tell a little bit of, I'm sure you know the story, but you know how he came up with this whole concept and then how he eventually became Resi Brands.
Yeah, absolutely. I know this story, and I know some other embarrassing stories about Steven, too, so I'll be glad to talk about all
great.
That. So Steven started out, he was a young kid, he was in college, and kind of almost a typical story you hear nowadays where, you know, a kid kind of realized that college wasn't for them, you know, they really wanted
right.
to become an entrepreneur. So
yeah.
at the time, to pay his way through college, he was just painting homes for his mom, who was a realtor,
mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
that offered a lot of business and opportunity for him to paint homes.
Right.
And eventually he kind of realized like the competition in the home service space,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're kind of lacking in advertising and marketing. So
right.
he really created this whole awesome advertising and marketing campaign for his company, That One Painter. He was
yeah.
That One Painter at the time.
Right.
And once he started heavily focusing on that, his business just exploded. And it was working for him. He loved it. And he wanted to take it to the next level. So his original plan was to just open up more locations for himself. He was the biggest
right.
painting company in Austin, Texas. And he thought to himself, let's rinse and repeat. Let's do this in Dallas. Let's do this in Houston.
Right.
Let's do this in Oklahoma City. So he hired a bunch of business coaches and started going down that path. And,
okay.
and he realized a couple things. He realized that this would work. But it really didn't bring him joy. What brings
okay.
him joy is creating entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
He was a young kid with tattoos, and
yeah.
being an entrepreneur changed his life, and he wanted to do that for others. So
right.
he found out about the franchising route. He hired, again, business coaches to go down that route.
Yeah.
And he realized that, yeah, this is what I want to do. This is what I'm passionate about. I love creating entrepreneurs and creating systems to make them successful. So that's how he got into this whole world.
At what point then, Coleman, did, you know, Garage Up come into the picture and Pink's Window Services come up into the picture? I guess it wasn't part of the original plan, but it happened anyway.
Yeah, it wasn't part of the original plan. But the funny thing is, Marty, when you have happy franchisees, they want more.
And
you know, territory is limited.
Yeah.
We're not going to open up two different owners in the same territory. We're going
right.
to protect our owners' territories. So we wanted to give them more options.
Yeah.
And like I said, you know, the home service space, it's an awesome space to be in. You know,
oh,
there's
yeah.
low overhead. You don't need a brick and mortar.
Right.
So Steven started looking at other industries within that space that really needed a facelift and a makeover and needed awesome advertising, awesome branding, awesome marketing, awesome systems.
Right.
So, yeah, he started Garage Up, which was the second franchise he started.
Right.
And Garage Up is kind of an all-inclusive, full garage makeover.
Okay.
Epoxy flooring, garage doors.
Oh, wow.
Awesome storage that you see in all the cool YouTube videos of people
yeah.
making over their garages. We do all
right.
that for them.
Wow.
And we can do cool things with the epoxy floors, like sports teams or whatever you're into. So, yeah, that's how that kind of
yeah.
came to be. And then
that's
with the
really
window
cool.
cleaning, at Resi Brands, we love saying that we're known by our culture and our values. And I know it can sound cheesy,
right.
But
yeah.
this really is the most number one, most important thing to us
yeah.
because we're heavily involved with all of our franchisees. We give them awesome training, awesome support, and we have relationships with them. And so with
right.
that being said, with all this training and support we're doing, we want to make sure that we're culture carriers. We carry the culture of the company, and we're looking for people who also share those values. So we
right.
found Pink's Window Cleaning, which was founded by Brandon and Carter in Austin, Texas.
Okay.
And these guys just totally aligned with our values, our culture, and they had an awesome brand. So it's kind of the perfect pairing and natural partnership to partner up with those guys.
Yeah, I think so too, Coleman. What are the, you know, for our listeners, I mean, maybe you could talk a little bit about, you know, there's certainly advantages to being part of like this umbrella of different concepts. I mean, what are some of those advantages, would you say?
Yeah, really the advantage is flexibility. You know, people are,
mm-hmm.
are passionate about different things.
Yeah.
People are naturally drawn to different things. And we have three home service brands right now, but this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
We've had explosive growth, and we've planned for this growth, and we plan on growing more. So eventually the goal will be having 10 home service brands to offer
wow.
our franchisees.
Wow.
And what's cool is, you know, so like Pink's, for example, Pink's Window Services, it's
yeah.
brand new. We just partnered with them 6 months ago.
Okay.
But it's backed by the support of Resi Brands and That One Painter, which is established,
right.
has over 240 other territories.
Wow.
So that kind of gives someone who's looking to get into business and they're kind of hesitant, like, oh, this is a brand new window cleaning
right.
business.
Well, right.
yes, it is. But it has the same support and the same powerhouse
mm-hmm.
team behind it that made franchisees for That One Painter so successful.
Imagine there's some cross-marketing advantages too, isn't there, Coleman? You know what I mean? I mean, if someone is getting their house painted, there's a good chance that maybe they want garage fix-up or, you know, they need window services. There's probably that advantage as well, isn't there?
100%. And that's kind of the secret sauce to all of this.
Yeah.
You know, we do, on our end, we do an awesome job of all the new age marketing, all the online advertising, all the content creation for our franchisees. But we preach to our franchisees that you need to go into battle with two fists. You know, the new school marketing is one fist. The old school marketing is your other fist. And that's exactly where this comes into play. We want you to be referring yourself. When you do an awesome job painting someone's home, you're the best house guest that they've ever had in their home. You've done a phenomenal job for them. We want to empower you to say, hey, by the way, when you're ready to get those windows cleaned, we have a window cleaning company as well. You know us. You like us. We do a great job. How about we take care of those windows for you? So absolutely, it's just a really natural way to kind of refer yourself and do that old school boots on the ground networking marketing.
I'm curious too, Coleman, if you know, Stephen pictures or you picture that, you know, your franchisees at some point, because a lot of franchisees, you know, they start off with one single unit, but, you know, as they're looking to grow over the course of time, you know, if in, instead of like, let's say they're a franchisee to that one painter, maybe they'll say, you know what, maybe I'll add garage up to my portfolio or Pink's window services to my portfolio or the other future, you know, portfolios that you're going to be working with. You know, I wonder if that's kind of in the mindset as well.
Yep, 100%. And we love our single unit owners. You know, if you're sitting there listening to this podcast right now and you just have that itch, you have that something inside of you is just dying to have your own business, but you want support and you want help and you want people who are going to teach you how to have a successful and profitable business, we love, just go all in, dive in, become an owner operator, boots on the ground. We love the mentality of learning your business, learning how it works, understanding how to run a business. It's not all going to be smooth sailing. There's going to be hurdles to overcome. But that's the point of partnering with a good partner. And so once you do that, once you learn how to run a business, once you learn how to manage crews, once you learn how to provide awesome customer service, then absolutely, it's so natural to just use the same systems that we have and apply to all three of our brands, open up a garage up location and do rinse and repeat. Do the same thing that made you successful with your first business, and do that with Garage Up or Pink's Window Services.
Yeah, I think that's well said, Coleman. And, you know, one of the things I forgot to mention in the introduction, because I think it was important, you know, and I saw it on your website, BA awarded Resi Brands as Franchisee of the Year and also Emerging Brand of the Year. You know, that's a nice designation, isn't it?
Yeah, it's super cool. It's very flattering. But what's even cooler than that, which we love that. But what's even cooler than that is there's a reason they're doing that. The reason is because we have a great reputation. We have happy franchisees. Mm-hmm. We have franchisees who are telling other people about us and getting their friends involved in it. So that really does make us happy. And it's an awesome compliment. And it just shows that we're doing something right. And at the end of the day, you know, that's what really matters. If you have happy franchisees, then you know, everything else can come and go, but happy franchisees is what really matters.
Right. No, absolutely. I totally agree with that. And would you say, because you were mentioning earlier too, Coleman, I mean, the culture, you know, the values are really very important to Resi Brands. I mean, does that come, would you say from, because you know Stephen very well. I mean, does that come from Stephen?
100%. We really believe, and Stephen really believes, and leading from the front, showing people how he wants them to treat others and doing that himself. So like an example of that would be with Stephen's corporate location, that one painter, he paints four homes for free for families in need. We have Sherwin-Williams as a national partner, which is awesome. They provide all the paint, and Stephen provides all the labor. So we've done, you know, single moms, we've done churches, you name it. We've painted their homes for free. And something we do is we ask all of our franchisees to think about someone who you want to paint their home for free. We ask them to do one home for free for a family in need. It's not required, but we love franchisees who are excited about that. We had one franchisee who said, this is going to be my first job that I do. And that's awesome.
Wow.
That's what leadership looks like, and that's what it does. It creates a ripple effect to our franchisees.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. Yeah. That culture is really fostered by Stephen.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful, Coleman. How does technology play a role in the business today? I'm sure it was different, you know, when Stephen first started the company. You know, where are you with that, with technology today, Coleman?
we could probably talk for about this for one whole hour, Marty.
That's true.
In today's day and age, technology is a lot. We're obsessed with tech. We're always getting new tech. If our franchisees bring us an idea of better tech, we are not scared of change. We will adopt it. But that, with that being said, let's talk about our tech that we use to support our franchisees. So, for example, a lot of franchises outsource, you know, marketing and advertising and maybe a call center. Our whole approach is to keep ourselves 100% accountable for all of this. In the early days, we did outsource this. But it kind of left us with the icky feeling. We really wanted to be accountable. We wanted the buck to stop with us. So we created our own marketing and advertising agency called Resi Creative. So they're doing all kinds of things on social media for our franchisees. We have videographers, content creators, photographers. We're putting out nonstop content. I encourage you to look us up on YouTube. I challenge you to find any other home service companies that are doing more content than we are. But yeah, we do this in-house for all of our franchisees, because if you think about starting a business, like we were talking about with technology, there's a million things you have to do online to start a business. We don't want our franchisees getting bogged down with that. We don't want them struggling for 5 hours to set up a Facebook page. We just want to take care of that for them. We want to run the advertising for them, and we want to do an excellent job of it. And then all those advertisements and leads, they have to go somewhere. So instead of hiring another company to handle all these calls for our franchisees, we created Resi Connect, which is our Connect Center, in-house, in-office, right across from our creative team. And all the leads are going to our Connect Center. And what's cool about this Connect Center is these employees are trained to sell for our franchisees. So they're already talking with the customer. They're responding quickly to the customer. But they're also getting the customers their gears turning in their mind about other services that our franchisees are able to offer. So maybe they're coming to us for painting. Our Connect Centers, they're trained to talk about, you know, we can also do pressure washing and deck staining. So, yeah, we're obsessed with technology, and we're obsessed with doing a good job of it. There's a million other things I could talk about, but I don't know how much more you want to know. But
I think that's so important, Coleman. And you're right, you know, is because I've done so many of these interviews, you know, I mean, in doing this show such a long time now, and you're right, a lot of times, you know, these services will go to third-party services, you know, and I think there's this tremendous benefit to the way Resi Brands is doing it. So I really think that's wonderful. And, you know, and I'm just thinking about, you know, the industries that you're part of, you know, whether it's, you know, the painting, you know, the garages, window services. So you mentioned this is part of kind of like the, I guess, home repair and improvement or home services industry. I guess it's safe to say, I mean, it's a big industry, isn't it? I don't know what the numbers would be, but it's huge.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a huge industry that truly everyone needs for various reasons in their life. If they're selling a home, you know, during COVID, there was a lot of talk about, you know, maybe people couldn't afford painting services anymore. But what we found is that painting your house is the most affordable thing you can do that makes the most dramatic difference. So maybe you don't have enough money to redo all your floors or redo your kitchen, but you do have enough money to paint your home. So if you're really looking for the best bang for your buck, painting is where it's at. So absolutely, with home services, you know, it's just a massive industry in itself. And in addition to that, you know, with the other brands that we're going to be coming out with, the potential is insane.
What's been here's a tough question for you, Coleman, but what's been one of the most interesting things that's happened to you since being part of Resi Brands? Considering I know you probably have 100 or 1,000 different stories, but does anything kind of stand out over the years where you kind of say, wow, that's amazing?
Yeah, I think something that really has stood out to me, I'm sure Stephen would have a different answer, but what's super interesting to see is the difference in levels that you can bring as a business owner to your business. And I say this to empower you. If you're someone who's hungry and gets after it and is willing to follow the system, like we have owners who are just doing absolutely phenomenal numbers that have been honestly mind-blowing because they have that owner mentality of getting after it, following the systems, reaching out when they need help, following our advice when we're offering help. So it's just really cool to see that, you know, you're partnering with a franchisor, but really you are in control of your business. You can totally take ownership of this business. You can come up with creative in-person networking ideas and land huge contracts. And you can really be the person who carries the culture and carries the success of your business if you follow our support and our help.
Yeah, I think that's very powerful, Coleman. And you are, so you're the director of franchise development. So you meet with a lot of prospective franchisees, Coleman. So when you're meeting with these aspiring entrepreneurs, what's important to you? What types of characteristics are do you look for, does Stephen look for in taking on a new franchisee?
Yeah, I do get to meet with a bunch of cool people, and that's honestly been the most fun part about this job. I've heard, I've had people from all different backgrounds, and I've really learned to that, you never know who you're talking to. People bring in insane skills that you just never would have pictured, and it's been really fun just getting to know a ton of different people. But what we look for at Resi Brands for franchisee partners is, number one, people that we like, people that we love having a relationship with, and people who are excited and like us, and number two, we're looking for people with good values. At the end of the day, you really need to stand on your reputation. You need to have good values. I just heard an awesome story of a new franchisee who went, his estimator went to go do an estimate for a painting job. And while he was there, he just changed the homeowner's light bulb for the homeowner because he noticed it was flickering and it was bad.
Wow.
That's exactly the kind of person that we're looking for to be a franchise partner.
Right.
Like that is everything right there. And then in addition to that, we're looking for people who are truly passionate about being entrepreneurs, people who have that business bug. Everyone has strengths and weaknesses.
Right.
Maybe you really want to be an entrepreneur, but you feel like you're bad at sales. That's okay.
Right.
We're going to pair you with a sales coach and get you to where you need to be on sales. We're going to go through a million role play scenarios and fix whatever limitations you felt that you had in sales. So we just need someone who's hungry and excited to be an entrepreneur, who's going to treat others right, and who's going to really have values that align with ours.
What were some of your franchisees doing before they became franchisees with Resi, Coleman? Any interesting jobs or experience?
Yeah, it's funny. Everyone thinks you need to have like painting background
to own
a painting business.
Right.
I think right now we almost none of our franchisees have a painting background, although one of them was an old subcontractor for Steven, and that was one of his most proudest moments when his old subcontractor was able to open up his own location.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've had people from backgrounds all over the place. We've had people who've run other businesses, people who have been in many of our franchisees have just been in the corporate world their whole lives. And frankly, they're sick of it.
they're tired of it.
Until they come to us. So yeah, we have had pilots. We've had people who have created products. We've had lawyers, doctors, you name it, we've had it.
That's great. It's just nice to have that diversity, Coleman. And I'm thinking about, so once you take on, you like them, they like you, and they do want to come on board as far as being a franchisee with any of the different brands, what's the training like then, Coleman? I mean, do they come out to corporate headquarters? How does that work?
Yeah, so our onboarding training is about 60 to 90 days, and it's going to be about 80 hours of online videos that we try and make fun and entertaining. And then in addition to that, they're going to be coming to Austin, Texas, to our headquarters for 3 days of on-site training, and this is all the stuff that is best taught in person. You're going to be shadowing crews. You're going to be shadowing our corporate location. You're going to be doing tons of role-playing scenario with sales. You're going to practice estimating, et cetera. And then after that 3 days training, then we're going to do your launch. And this is when I tell people that this is where your training actually begins.
Yeah.
We're never just going to train someone up. All right, go run your business. There's going to be a million little things that arise. And one cool thing that we have access to is, so we use a CRM called HouseCall Pro. And it's basically an all-inclusive look of the business from every different area of the business. And we can really see the health of the business by this. So we kind of view ourselves as doctor in demand. So we can see if one of your subcontractors is using way too much paint and you're losing money on paint. We can quickly diagnose that problem.
Wow.
And then we'll pair you with your training coach. We'll get you on a phone call with them and teach you how to address that. We can see that, we're getting tons of leads from Facebook, but for some reason, Facebook leads aren't turning into business for you.
Right.
We can diagnose that. We can figure out how are you talking to them? How can we talk to these leads in the future and how to turn those leads into business? So really, it's an ongoing training. You're going to have weekly training calls. You're going to have monthly training calls. You're going to have big sales-a-thon events that we host where we get all of our franchisees in a room and we literally call up old leads who have told them no and generate tons of business for them. We have John Maxwell as one of our personal coaches. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him, but he's written about 1,000 books on leadership. He's one of our coaches. He's going to be doing a monthly masterclass with all of our franchisees. He's actually already doing it. But that's a really fun thing to be a part of. I just sat in on the last one, and he was talking about the power of accountability. Like, it's awesome to have big dreams for yourself, but if you're not telling anyone these dreams and you don't have good people in your life who are invested in succeeding, then it's so easy for these dreams to just fall apart. So he spoke with all of our franchisees and told them about the power of accountability and challenged them to find people in their lives who are going to keep them accountable for their goals. So, yeah, that's some of the training that we do.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful, Coleman. It was interesting. I was reading an interview with Stephen, and he was talking about – I'm pretty sure it was Stephen. I don't know if he ever mentioned it to you, but he was talking about the influence that the book The E-Myth had on his life. He read the book The Myth by Michael Gerber, and we actually had Michael on the show. I think it was like three times the last,
cool.
you know, 16 years. Yeah, and it was really amazing. But that book, you know, it changed my life too. You know, so when Stephen was talking about it, I was really inspired. But it Stephen wasn't it that had he was influenced by that book.
Yeah, I think he reads that book twice a year.
Right. It is one of those books you can kind of read over and over again as a reminder, you know. So I think that's fantastic. So we call our listeners, Coleman, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. You know, most of our listeners, they have it in their mind that they would like to get into franchising. But I think one of the challenges today is I recently heard something like, you know, when I first got into doing the podcast, it was like 1,200 different systems in the U.S. And I think today it's like over 4,000. So it's overwhelming for people today to like narrow it down to one franchise. I mean, from everything you've learned up to this point, what advice would you give to our listeners then in their quest to buy a franchise?
Yeah, there are an insane amount of options. First, I would say, don't find something that you think would be fun. Find a team that you think would be fun to partner with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to just go to, maybe you're coming from the corporate world. You don't want to just go to another job that you hate. You want to be a business owner who's in a partnership with a franchisor that you like being around. I would say that's the probably number one piece of advice. And then the number two piece of advice is I would really look at the support that they're offering. The reason why you're not just starting your own window cleaning business, which you absolutely could, is because you want support. You want value.
Correct.
You know, with every franchise that you look at, you're going to be paying a royalty. I tell everyone, really challenge yourself to find the value in this royalty that you're going to be paying. Really see what the franchisor is offering you as a business owner. You know, we don't want our franchisees to be tied to their phone all day responding to leads. So that's value that we offer. There's other values that other franchises offer. There's plenty of good franchises. I'm not going to say that we're the best. We're the only great franchise.
Right.
I do think we're the best franchise. But
right.
you can be successful in a lot of different franchises. So I would just really challenge your listeners to make sure that the franchise is offering you value as a business owner that you can realistically see and that will apply to you.
So you kind of hinted on my last question, Coleman, is, you know, I was thinking of the plans or if you can look into a crystal ball 1 year, 5 years, 10 years down the road. I imagine one of them you kind of hinted upon is that Resi Brands is probably going to take on more different types of concepts. So if we had this interview in 5 years, you know, it's going to be different than, you know, what it is today. But, you know, where do you see Resi Brands in the future?
Yeah. So I can't give you specifics, but if you're sitting there thinking to yourself, what is a boring home service business that could be made cool? That's exactly how we're thinking too. So that can kind of get your gears turning on the direction that we're going to go. The goal is to have 10 home service brands. And I think a great question that I get all the time is, you know, you guys are growing so quickly. How are you going to keep up your support? I think it's such a fair and phenomenal question.
Sure.
And so in 5 years, you know, when we have all these other businesses, just know that Stephen's heart and to his core, he believes in hiring way before the need arises.
Wow.
And so like an example of that is I got hired about a year ago. And since then, we've literally had, I think, 50 people hired since I've been hired.
Wow.
We have over
That's
70
amazing.
People on staff to support our franchisees right now.
Yeah.
So the support is going to be there before we knew, before our franchisees need it, and our support's going to be trained and ready to go to support them.
That's wonderful. It's a really exciting time at Resi Brands, isn't it, Coleman?
It's a super exciting time. It's very fun. It's contagious. I love our in-person discovery days. We call them Resi days, but our in-person Resi days when people come meet us in person, I tell everyone, like, you should come down. If I was buying a business, if I was if I was going to partner with someone, I would want to meet them in person. I really think you should come down. And people fly in from all over the country. They come meet us, and the excitement in the room is just so fun. It's so exciting. It's contagious. It's a fun time to be a part of this.
What is the best way, Coleman, for our listeners to get more information on Resi Brands? I mean, is there any websites or phone numbers you want to kind of like direct them or point them to?
Yeah, absolutely. You can email me directly, coleman@resibrands.com, or you can find our website, resibrands.com. And I encourage you to check out our YouTube. Check out That One Painter, Garage Up, and Pink's Window Services on YouTube and kind of go down a rabbit hole and look at the kind of content we're putting out and get excited.
That's wonderful. I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed talking to you today, Coleman, and I'd already like to invite you back and maybe Stephen back like in a year or two, you know, as you continue to grow, because I think it's really an exciting time at Resi Brands.
Yeah, thanks so much, Marty. You get to talk to tons of different franchises. I only get to talk to one Marty, so this has been great.
That's true. I never thought of it that way. Well, this has been a pleasure, Coleman, and we'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews. Coming up in our next segment, we'll be playing a clip from our Great Quotes in Franchising podcast right here on Franchise Interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? Franchise Interviews, an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com. Where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising. For each podcast, you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting Franchise Interviews now for almost 2 years, with 100 shows under our belt, and during that time frame, we've had some incredible quotes from the guests that have been on our show. If you're a frequent listener to our weekly radio show, then you know what fans Don and I are of the great Michael Gerber, author of the very successful E-Myth Revisited and Awakening the Entrepreneur Within. What's even more amazing is how often Michael's name has come up from our guest in the past 2 years. So you're going to hear from the great Michael Gerber in just a moment. And for the first time on Blog Talk Radio, Franchise Interviews is giving franchisors a unique opportunity to sponsor our weekly radio show. You can have a professionally recorded commercial run on our live as well as archive shows. And here's a quick message from our sponsor, and then again, the great Michael Gerber. Enjoy.
Franchise Interviews. For over two now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919.
Which, by the way, I'm now reading again for the second time. I recommend everybody out there, it's been a while since they've read the E-Myth, to read it again. It's really a great little refresher because people seem to forget about things over time, Michael. And
I've got guys, I swear, Don, who tell me they pull out the E-Myth Revisited every year. One gentleman I spoke to, the founder of an extraordinary company, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, mm-hmm. who's a franchisor,
right.
He credits the E-Myth with the creation of his company, and he credits the E-Myth with the continued vitalization of his company and the growth of his company. They now have a few more than 300 franchisees around the world. The guy is less than 40. He's the CEO of this company. He started by driving a truck, picking up junk, read the book, read the E-Myth Revisited, and suddenly saw the light. And the product of that is a company which last year did $147 million in gross revenue and has the expectation of reaching $1 billion in revenue in the next 8 years. So the man's on path, and he takes the E-Myth out every year and reads it again and insists that every one of his management team reads the book. And in fact, I'm the keynote at his annual event in March. So I'll be in Vancouver addressing 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Right, right. The show we had last week, Michael, with the CEO and president of a franchise opportunity called Desert Moon, Gary Occhigrasso, he spoke about you for like 10 minutes during the show. I mean, it's just amazing the impact that you've had in the franchise community. I mean, your name comes up every other show.
Thank you. And you know, I don't know 90% of these people, so I hear... this guy says, and this guy says, and that guy. It's really quite extraordinary to me because I don't know these people.
Exactly. I can't imagine, you know, what kind of fuel you have. I mean, I don't know how you go to bed at night, Michael. I mean, changing the story you told about, you know, the young gentleman, you know, being depressed and stuff like that. I mean, the kind of fuel that you must get from that kind of situation must be incredible for you.
It is. It's absolutely extraordinary, and... life is simply an array of infinite options, and they're continually showing up.
Absolutely.
They're constantly, constantly, constantly showing up. I can't imagine how anybody could feel limited or deprived of opportunity when there is so much more opportunity than any single one of us could possibly deal with. And I see it every single day in my mind. There's one, there's one, there's one. Why doesn't anybody do that? Why doesn't anybody do that? It's extraordinary when you begin to experience the entrepreneur within, and anybody, any single person on the face of this earth can experience it if they begin the process right. And that's what I'm committed to.
Absolutely. And the title is great, too, Michael, you know, how you added, in addition to how ordinary people create extraordinary companies without any experience to guide them. You were one of those people. I think you referenced Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Michael Dell. I mean, all these guys really didn't have this significant experience in business. It was all based on a dream or their imagination.
Exactly. They had no experience in business. Bill Gates wasn't a business guy.
Right.
Bill Gates didn't work for a living. Bill Gates went to Harvard and then dropped out. Michael Dell didn't have any experience when he started his business. Nobody, no great entrepreneur, has necessarily had any business experience at all. They simply imagined a result that they saw was absolutely needed in the world, and then they invented the answer to that problem in a business. Well, anybody can do that.
Right.
And in the book, Awakening the Entrepreneur Within, I take you step by step by step through the golden process through which any company can be started from scratch in your garage. And I'm essentially saying, if your car is parked in your garage, move it out and start a business.
Exactly, absolutely.
It seems like, Michael, top entrepreneurs are never satisfied. I mean, in Chapter 3 of your book, I thought it was... great. You talk about you woke up one day and you had nothing to do. Personally, I mean, that's my dream, to wake up one day and have nothing to do, but just for a day before I get back to business. But you know, of course, yourself being a top entrepreneur, you just weren't satisfied with that. You had to, take that next step and do something great again, and that's what you did, obviously, with this book.
Yeah, well, and you got to understand, when I say I had nothing to do, I had everything to do, but I didn't have to do it.
Right.
In other words, I didn't have to go out and earn a living anymore.
True.
But I do. I didn't have to go out and speak anymore, but I do continuously. I didn't have to go out and write another book. My books are among the top 5 business books ever published in the world. E-Myth Revisited sells more books every year than it sold before.
Wow.
It's the most extraordinary phenomenon. So I didn't have to do anything. There's nothing that caused me to go out and create the Dreaming Room other than my fertile imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm simply saying, what an extraordinary place to live in the imagination, because one can begin to imagine a world unlike the world we live in and then take it upon yourself to invent it. And that's all it is, inventing it. Everybody invents every single day of their life. The problem is most of us invent the past.
Mm-hmm. True.
I'm about inventing the future.
Right. And this book precedes the E-Myth, Michael, so I guess everybody who has read the E-Myth is going to have to read Awakening the Entrepreneur Within as well.
Your lips to God's ears.
There you go.
It's been 4 years. We all learned a lot, and we learned to adapt. And we also figured out COVID isn't going away, and that's why staying healthy matters more than ever. Finding a test kit these days on store shelves can be a challenge. They're still offering free test kits. You can pick them up at convenient locations throughout the Lehigh Valley. And remember, knowledge is power. For health tips and to find out where you can grab your free COVID test kit, visit their website, bethlehem-pa.gov. The Bethlehem Health Bureau. Your health, their priority.
Please listen carefully as our menu options have recently changed.
Ugh! At Jack Lair Heating, Cooling, and Electric, we get it. That's why we offer our real person guarantee. If a real person doesn't answer the phone 24 hours a day, we'll credit $50 towards your next service fee, guaranteed. For emergency service, system maintenance, or to schedule an estimate for a new HVAC system, visit jacklair.com. That's jacklehr.com, an independent trained dealer serving the Lehigh Valley area for 50 years.